for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2014 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday evening, November the 28th, 2014. Carla B. Todd is the speaker of the evening, teaching on hardness of heart. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
That's another problem. You may be thinking in a certain way, and it's not what God says, but you don't want to retain the knowledge of God in that, like all these things that are going on in the world today. People are telling you it's okay. No, it's not. God says it's not. But they did not want to retain the knowledge of God in their thinking. So God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That word reprobate means unapproved or rejected. By implication, worthless, literally or morally, cast away and rejected. To do those things which are not convenient. It means they hardened their heart against the knowledge of God. They rejected the knowledge of God. Just like Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I used to quote that scripture all the time. But the people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They just don't know. But the next part of that says, because thou hast rejected knowledge. It's not that they didn't have the knowledge. They rejected that knowledge. And it says, I will also reject thee. That's pretty serious. That thou shalt be no priest to me. See, we're supposed to be priests for God. We're all supposed to be priests. We're all supposed to be teaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and healing and delivering and casting out demons and raising the dead. Everything Jesus did. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. That's strong. And as a result of rejecting that knowledge, in Romans 1:29, it says, being filled with all unrighteousness. See, when you reject the knowledge of God, you harden your heart. You're filled with all unrighteousness. Fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, which means extreme evilness of nature, or evil dispositions of the heart towards another, deep-rooted spite, whisperers. You know, I'm always amazed when these you hear about these people that walk into a place and shoot everybody up, and then the person kills themselves. But we just wish that he would have lived so he could tell us why he did this. Well, what reason would ever be okay? If I listen to the news and then something like comes up, we don't know why he did that. I go, evil. Flat out. Evil. Same answer to every situation like that. Evil. And then it goes on in verse 30. Backbiters. Haters of God. Despiteful. Proud boasters. Well, there's a comma there, but sometimes I think it's proud boasters. Inventors of evil things. Disobedient to parents. Without understanding. Covenant breakers. We have a lot of that in the world. Without natural affection. Implacable. Unmerciful. All these are from hard-heartedness. Verse 32. Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death. That's pretty strong language. Worthy of death. not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest does the same thing. Let me just tell you something about judgment that God taught me. Matthew 7:1 says, judge not, lest you be judged with the same judgment, with the same measure that you meted out the judgment to another, shall you be judged. That is scripture. Nobody gets away with it. When you judge somebody for something they're doing, you're writing, I say, you're writing a purchase order for that thing to come to your house. You're pointing fingers at somebody, and it's coming to your house. I'm living proof of that. I was so self-righteous before Jesus changed me that I judged everybody. I knew the best way. I knew how to fix those unruly kids down the street. Of course, mine were all 1 and 2 and 3. Well, I had some teenagers, and everything that I judged those kids for, my kids did, and then some. Boy, you talk about start repenting, and I am quick. I don't care who it is. Be careful. Be careful what you're saying right now. Do you want their situation? Well, no. Well, I would never have that in my family. Well, it's coming. If you don't stop that, it's going to be on your doorstep. Nobody gets away with it. So if you've been judging people, and I'll tell you something else it'll do. You may be judging somebody, and when you judge them, that situation comes on you, and now you have an opportunity to deal with it. Let's see how you deal with it. Sometimes, you know, people get stricken with a disease. Well, is this in your family? Is it a bloodline? You know, has it come down a little bit? No. Well, did you know anybody that had that disease that you judged how they handled it? Maybe not a disease, but maybe a relationship problem or maybe problems with their kids. Did you judge the way they handled it? Because now you get an opportunity to deal with it. Judgment is not good. Okay. But we are sure, Romans 2:2, but we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which do such things and do the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? There's something that might challenge your doctrine. It is the goodness of God that leadeth men to repentance. Romans 2:5, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. That hardness and impenitence, that means unrepentant. See, that's why I said, ask God to remind you of things that you've done, so that you can repent of those things. Because without repenting, if you have an unrepentant heart, and you know, one of the definitions of the word repent means change your thinking. Doesn't only mean stop doing it, but it means change your thinking about the thing. Change your thinking. Who will render to every man according to his deeds, to them who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but unto them that are contentious are to those who have hardened their hearts and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. To that person, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. For if we sin willfully, when you harden your heart and you sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. Now, I'm not telling you that to scare you. I'm not telling you that to condemn you. we're talking about this tonight so we can deal with it. Get rid of it. Don't let it frighten you. And don't let it condemn you. When you ask God to forgive you, He forgives. Now forgive yourself. Or if somebody else asks you to forgive them, forgive them. If you need to ask somebody else to forgive you, deal with these things. I've said before that I believe, and this is, all of this is all entwined in what was said up here before I ever got up here. I believe we're headed back to the days of Ananias and Sapphira. It's time to get serious with God. He's not playing anymore. I have said here that I believe the days of mercy, they're not over, or many of us would be dead. But it's time to get serious. God is looking for a holy people. And when we call ourselves the children of a holy God, and we're still doing things that we think we can get away with, that's not holy. As in the days of Noah, when men's hearts were evil always. And there came a day that God shut the ark. And it was too late to get in. And there's another day coming when it's going to be over. And there'll be no more opportunity. So that's why it's important, as it says in Hebrews, today, harden not your heart to the voice of God. If He's dealing with you about something, take care of it quickly. Ananias and Sapphira hardened their hearts. They devised a lie, right? That you'll find that. I'm not going to read it, but it's in Acts chapter 4, verse 32. It talks about, you know, all the people bringing all their things together and having all in common. And, of course, Ananias and Sapphira wanted to be in that group. But they sold their land, and they didn't want to give it all. So I tell you what, we're just going to keep some for ourselves, okay? It's just between you and me and the house cat. Nobody else knows. That's a lie, because God knows everything. So they take the amount they decided to give. And first, you know what? I think we should go there. Acts chapter 4, because there's something important in here. Acts chapter 4. Why am I not seeing it? Acts chapter 4. Oh, okay. I started in 4:32. Acts chapter 4, verse 32. And the multitude of those that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that any of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet. And distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who was by the apostles, was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, this is chapter 5, verse 1, his wife, they sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also knowing it, they made sure you knew they were both in on it, and brought a certain part and laid at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? See, that was deception. He brought it like it was all, but it wasn't. But the Holy Ghost knew. While it remained, he's saying to him, it was yours. It was all yours. You didn't have to give it all, but to pretend you gave it all and not give it all. He said, why has Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? While it remained, was it not yours? And after it was so, it was in your power? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. See, we think when we tell a lie, we're just getting ourselves out of trouble. No, you're not only lying to men, you're lying to God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and died. I really believe we're coming back to those days when we're going to see people dropping dead because of their deception and their lies presenting which are not. Scary. That's a sobering truth. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wrapped him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space 3 hours later when his wife, not knowing what happened, came in. And Peter answered her, "Tell me whether you sold the land for this much." See, he gave her an opportunity. He gave her an opportunity to be honest. And she said, "Yeah, for that much." And Peter said unto her, "How is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them who have buried thy husband are at the door and shall carry thee out." Then she fell down immediately at his feet and died. That's pretty serious. And the young men came in and found her dead, carried her out, buried her by her husband. And great fear. That's the kind of fear we need in our lives. That kind of fear of the Lord. Great fear came upon the church and upon as many as heard these things. I just bet. And another one I thought of was Balaam. You know, Balaam, this king wanted to hire Balaam to come curse the Israelites because God was bringing them through the land, and all the land they went through, they overtook it. And this king that was next in line didn't want to lose his stuff. He didn't want to lose his kingdom, so he calls for Balaam. "Hey, come curse these people." So he sends some servants and asks him to come. And Balaam says, "Well, I tell you what, he was the man of God. He was gonna ask God. Y'all spend the night, and I'm gonna seek God about whether I should go." So God comes and he says, "No, you don't curse my. Those are my people. Don't go." So he gets up in the morning and he says, "I'm sorry, guys, can't go. The Lord said no." So they go back to the king, and the king has to have Balaam come. "So I tell you what, load up the donkeys with all these goods and spices and beautiful material and all this stuff and take it to him." Now he's trying to bribe him to come. So they get to Balaam, and Balaam's looking over their shoulder. "Man, look at all that stuff. Wow. For me? Whoa." And they said, "The king wants you to come." "Well, I tell you what. Y'all spend the night, and I'll inquire of the Lord." There's a good lesson in this teaching about Balaam. When you pray and God answers your prayers, that's the answer. Now, I was a very young Christian when this happened. I'm reading this story. I'm all up in it. And then God says, "No." So again, the men go back and tell the king, "Nope, he can't come." He said, "Okay, more donkeys, more stuff, silver, gold, all this stuff," and comes back to Balaam. And Balaam now is really getting enticed. So he tells them, "Well, I tell you what, y'all spend the night, and I'll inquire of the Lord." Well, the Lord said, "Go." I'm like, "Oh, no. No, Lord, I'm confused. How can you say no and then say go?" And go read that story for yourself. It's in Numbers 22. It's an interesting story. That's where the donkey spoke because the angel was blocking his way. But see, Balaam had hardened his heart toward God because he wanted the stuff. Be careful about wanting the stuff because the devil knows just what you want, and he'll bring it in a package. Anyway, I love that story because God was telling me to get out of the work at the church, and I just couldn't understand it because God put me in the work. What's this about, Lord? I don't know about this. But I knew God was saying, "Get out." So I wasn't about to pray about it again because I didn't want to run into any talking jackasses. And they're out there, believe me. My preacher even said, "I think you need to go pray about this again." No. Balaam, go read it. Mm-mm. And I'm not praying about it again. I know what he said, and I'm going to obey. So that's what we need to do. We need to obey God. Okay, so I think you get the point about what I'm talking about here in hardness of heart. It's a problem. We may not have a totally hardened heart, but we may have hardened hearts in certain areas that are standing between us and God. So we want to, now I was supposed to be circling a lot of stuff as I went along, but I didn't do that. So it may be kind of an awkward deliverance, but we're going to do it anyway. So first, I want to take care of the generational hardness of heart. So, watch y'all stand up. One of the ways you can strip Satan of his power is to acknowledge the thing and then repent of the thing, and then the deliverance will take place easier. So, as in the Old Testament, for a long time, the Word of God was hidden. It was buried away in a tabernacle that was overgrown and everything, and somebody went in and cleaned it up. A godly king came in, and they were going to restore the tabernacle, and they found the books that had been written. And they came before, he called all the people before himself and God, and they repented for the sins of their forefathers. And we're going to do that tonight. Because a lot of the things that are giving you trouble and me trouble were things that came from our forefathers. And there is so much stuff that we don't even know what all of our forefathers did. So let's just say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I forgive my ancestors.
I forgive my ancestors.
For all their sins.
For all their sins.
And I ask you to forgive them, Lord.
And I ask you to forgive them, Lord.
I especially forgive them for hardness of heart.
I especially forgive them of hardness of heart.
That I may have inherited.
That I may have inherited.
That is standing between me and you.
That is standing between me and you.
In living the Christian life successfully.
In living the Christian life successfully.
See, all these scriptures should have been like a plow to the hardened heart. Breaking it up. A plow. It breaks up the hard, unused soil, preparing the ground to receive seed. And the word was sown here tonight in your heart. So we forgive our ancestors. Now, Father.
Father.
I now break. Generationally inherited curses. That came down my family line. Especially that of hard-heartedness.
All those
generationally
inherited spirits. That
came down through my mother's bloodline. I break them now. In the name of Jesus. And I command him to get out of me now. And I command every familiar spirit that has followed me from my mother's bloodline. I give them leave right now. Now all the familiar spirits go. Familiar spirits of mother. All the familiar spirits that came from granddaddy and grandmother and aunts and uncles. All those familiar spirits from your mother's bloodline go in Jesus' name. I now break. The generationally inherited curses that came down to me through my father's bloodline. I break the power of them, and I command them to go now in Jesus' name. Now, I break the curses. I break all the generationally inherited curses from the father's bloodline. I command them to go now in Jesus' name. I'm talking about inherited sicknesses, inherited weaknesses, crutches, addictions, anything that came down through your father's bloodline, go in Jesus' name. And I command all the familiar spirits that have followed me down from my father's bloodline to go. Lord, we will keep those that are part of our godly heritage, but the rest of it go in the name of Jesus. And all the familiar spirits go in the name of Jesus. Okay, now we're going to deal with the hard-heartedness. Okay, come against all hardness of heart. Go in the name of Jesus. I'll just do this. Father, I take authority over hardness of heart right now, and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I bind the strong man and break his power and command him to go now in the name of Jesus. I come against destitution of spiritual perception. I bind it and break its power and command it to go now in Jesus' name. Spiritual perception, destitution of spiritual perception, go, that comes with hardness of heart. I bind and break the stony heart right now in Jesus' name. I break the stony heart and command it to go in the name of Jesus. All numbness from the stony heart, go in Jesus' name. Locked up emotions, go in the name of Jesus. Insensibility, inability to feel, go in the name of Jesus. Now, I don't put a whole lot of stock in feelings, I'll tell you that right now, because we need to move according to truth and not our feelings, because your feelings will lie to you. But some people are so locked up that they're numb. So I just bind all those spirits of numbness and command them to go. Insensibility, I break your power and command you to go. And I tear down that wall of stone that you have fortified yourself with. All the walls you built up around your heart to protect yourself from being hurt. I bind all of those hurts in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive the people that have hurt you. If there's somebody that you just really, really are holding something against because of the way they hurt you, lift them up right now and ask God to forgive them, and you forgive them. And then all of that stuff that is giving you trouble about that is going to be gone. It's like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. When you withhold forgiveness, you are turned over to the tormentors, it says in Matthew 18. A lot of people are being tormented in their spirits and in their bodies and in their souls and in their emotions and their minds because they are withholding unforgiveness. So if God's bringing someone to your mind right now, forgive them. Choose to forgive them so that you can be healed. I'm sorry I didn't have this more, but we're going to do it anyway. They're waiting. I bind the iniquities of the fathers, that are being visited upon the third and the fourth generation. I break those generational iniquities right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break their power and command the spirits of those generationally inherited iniquities to go now in Jesus' name, and all the familiar spirits with them, go in the name of Jesus. I come against religious spirits, all religious spirits that are holding people to the letter of the law. I bind those religious spirits and command them to go. I break their power right now and command them to get out. And all the antichrist spirits that come with those religious spirits. You know, there are some churches that we have come out of that actually have antichrist spirits in them. If they reject anything that is in the Word of God, it's an antichrist spirit. If you belong to a church that refused you to speak in tongues or the gifts of the Spirit to operate, those are antichrist spirits. And I bind all the antichrist spirits that came from churches, organizations that you belong to. I break those antichrist spirits, the power of them. I bind the strong man of antichrist, and I command it to go now. I break it off of your life in Jesus' name. And all the familiar spirits of religious spirits. There are so many familiar spirits of religious spirits, jerking, twitching, a lot of these things that people think are God are not God. So if you belong to a religion that was like that, you need to ask God to forgive you and let him set you free of that. Unbelief. I bind the strong man of unbelief right now. I break his power and command it to go. Unbelief, go. Get out of God's people. We want to believe. We want to believe God and his word. Now all that evil heart of unbelief, I bind you and break your power, and I command you to go now in Jesus' name. All unbelief, skepticism, doubt, go in the name of Jesus. Rejecting the knowledge of God. I bind rejection in the name of Jesus. Rebellion, a stiff-necked rebel. I bind that spirit and break its power and command it to go. And all familiar spirits of rebellion, go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The deceitfulness of sin. I bind the spirits of deception Go in the name of Jesus. All deception that you have received, I arrest you and I break your power and I command you to get out. All those spirits of deception, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Deceitfulness of sin, hardness of heart through sinning, go in the name of Jesus. Repent for the sins and command those spirits to get out of you in Jesus' name. Say, Lord, forgive me for not believing every word you said. Now, unbelief, go. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you faith to believe. I loose upon you faith to believe. I come against unrest due to hardness of heart. All unrest. You know, there are people who cannot sleep, and this may be why. So I just bind all those spirits of unrest, that whatever is keeping you from entering into His rest, insomnia, nervousness, restlessness, worry, go in the name of Jesus. You have fear, you fear of the dark, fear of going to sleep, fear of being by yourself. All those spirits that came into you through bad experiences when you were growing up, and lies that people told you, yeah, there's something in your closet. I just break all those lies right now in Jesus' name and command them to go. I surround them right now. If there's anybody in here that has a problem sleeping, let me just tell you, I had a period of time when my son was out. He didn't mind our rules. He wouldn't come in on his curfew. There were many nights he didn't come home at all. I didn't know where he was, didn't know what he was doing. It was hard to go to sleep on those nights. But guess what? I needed to sleep. And I just started taking authority over my mind and saying, peace be still in the name of Jesus. I command you to shut down and go to sleep in Jesus' name. I bind all those tormenting thoughts in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you, it works. You have authority over your own self. Yeah. Judgment. I bind the spirit of judgment and judging others and pointing fingers and thinking you could do it better. The Lord, forgive me for judging people. How they handle their problems. How they handle their sickness. How they handle their marriage. How they handle their children. Everything that you judge, you need to ask God to forgive you for judgment. And I break those judgments in Jesus' name. I break the curse that came upon you when you did make those judgments. And I tear up the purchase order. I rip it up in the spirit realm that it never comes to your house. I lose the rest of God. I lose the peace of God upon you tonight in Jesus' name. Okay, I come against uncleanness, all spirits, unclean spirits, you go. I break your power. Lust, lust of the heart, go in the name of Jesus. Lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, the pride of life, proud boasting, perversion, believe in the lie. I break the spirit of perversion. I command it to go right now, and all the familiar spirits with it. Go in the stretch in the truth, exaggeration, all those things. Go in the name of Jesus. Idolatry. I bind idolatry, break its power, and command it to go in Jesus' name. All vile affections. There are a lot of vile affections out there. Inordinate affections. I break your power. Go in the name of Jesus. All vile affections. Go in the name of Jesus. Homosexual spirits. Go. I break your power. Any generationally inherited spirits of homosexuality and perversion. Go in the name of Jesus. I break the curse of death of those things that we have done that cause us to be worthy of death. I break that curse of death right now. Repent of those things so that curse of death, I break it in Jesus' name, and I command all familiar spirits of death. That's any disease, any affliction in your body. Those are familiar spirits of death. I command it to go right now in Jesus' name. I command every generationally inherited disease that came down your mother's bloodline be broken now in Jesus' name. Diabetes, blood disorders, bone disorders, mental illness, go in the name of Jesus. All of those things that are worthy of death, I break that death off of you in Jesus' name, and I say live to declare the works of the Lord. I come against the reprobate mind. Lord, forgive me for rejecting your knowledge. Lord, forgive me for rejecting your knowledge. Say it, Lord, forgive me for rejecting your knowledge.
Lord, forgive me for rejecting your knowledge.
Now I bind the reprobate mind, and I command it to go in Jesus' name, and all familiar spirits of the reprobate mind, unclean thoughts, unnatural thoughts, vile affection thoughts, all those thoughts that come into the reprobate mind, not even being able to have a straight thought, go in the name of Jesus. That's a root to Alzheimer's. And I mean, there's a fear. Everybody's so scared of Alzheimer's. Let me tell you, step into the finished work of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. Stop claiming senior moments and all these little things we laugh about. It's not funny. You're inviting those things when you do that. You have the mind of Christ. I activate the mind of Christ in every person that has made those kind of statements. I break the curse that came when you said those statements. I break the effect off of your life, and I activate the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. I come against all unrighteousness. Go in the name of Jesus. Fornication, I break your power off the people. The strong man of fornication, go. Wickedness, all wickedness, go in the name of Jesus. Covetousness, go in Jesus' name. Learn to be thankful. I tell you what, if you are desiring a particular thing that's important to you, let me tell you, it's important to you, it's important to God. We don't need to be greedy, but God, it says he will withhold no good thing to those who love him and trust him. So, where was I going with that? It was important. What was I saying about that? Covetousness. That's right. Don't be resentful of what other people. I used to be there. Well, it must be nice to get a new car. I was so jealous and ate up with envy. It was terrible. That's a horrible place to live. I don't ask anybody else. If I want something, I don't ask my husband for it. I go to my Abba Daddy. Lord, I would really like to have one of those.
Yes.
And guess what? He usually gives it to me. Ask God. He is the provider of everything. You don't have to go to the bank. You become a debtor, a slave. That's terrible. All envy, maliciousness, murder. I bind the spirit of murder, the strong man of murder. That's what was in that woman that got real big. She had a spirit of murder and death. I bind the spirit of murder and death right now in Jesus' name. I break your power and I command you to come out of God's people. Murder spirits, hatred, debate, argumentative spirits, cranky spirits, contentious spirits, go in Jesus' name. All deceit, all trying to get one over on somebody. Yeah, I told them that. They believed it. Can you believe that? I believed it. All deceit, go in the name of Jesus. Evilness of nature, I bind you and break your power. Evil dispositions, go. Evil dispositions of the heart, I command you to go. Get out of God's people in Jesus' name. Evil dispositions toward other people, go. Deep-rooted spite, go in the name of Jesus. I bind backbiting and pride and boasting, evil intentions and disobedience, go in the name of Jesus. Rebellion, covenant-breaking spirits. You know what? You're not supposed to make an oath about anything. Let your yea be nay, yea, and your nay be nay, and anything beyond that is evil. You don't need to say, I swear to God, or I put my hand on the Bible, I swear on my mama's grave. All that stuff is evil. Comes from evil. So I bind all covenant-breaking spirits. You go. Unnatural affections, go in the name of Jesus. Disagreeable and angry spirits, go. And spirits of being unmerciful, go in the name of Jesus. I lose the truth of God. I lose the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. I lose that upon you, on all of you tonight, on all of us, in Jesus' name. And Father, I break the spirit of lying. You know, some people will lie when the truth doesn't even hurt them. I break that lying spirit right now. I command you to come out of the mouth of everybody here. You lying spirit, go in the name of Jesus Christ. And I loose the truth of God on you. Lord, I loose upon your people a desire to have a pure spirit, to be holy as you are holy. Lord, I loose the fear of the Lord upon each of us, that we might walk in your ways. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I just ask you to bless everyone with a good night's sleep. Lord, I pray that they'll come in the morning at 6 o'clock with what is on their heart while they really came here. Come and get help in that area. Let God minister to you. You know, for 30 years or however long this place is, you know that great cloud of witnesses that is around us? All the people that have been here all those years and have moved, they're in heaven, that is the great cloud of witnesses that are here. And the corporate anointing that is present during that early morning prayer is just, it has nothing to do with us. We're just willing to be a vessel. But come and be blessed. And I bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.